This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India-Cyprus exchanged several agreements in different areas, including establishing a joint working group on counterterrorism, innovation and technology, higher education and research, and cultural cooperation in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held discussion with President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulides, on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They also exchanged views on issues of regional and global importance, including cooperation in multilateral fora. Prime Minister Modi said during the meeting they also discussed global issues.
Bharat aur Cyprus ke beech ye strategic partnership dono deshon ke financial aur services hub ko jodkar commerce ke liye capital unlock karegi. Ye Cyprus ke infrastructure, energy aur agriculture sector mein bhartiya companies ke liye naye avsar pradan karegi aur Bharat ke tezi se badhte shipping aur maritime kshetron mein naya nivesh lekar aayegi.
President of Cyprus Nikos Christodoulides said that bilateral relations between the two nations and the European Union-India relations have made leaps of progress over the last year. President of Cyprus Nikos Christodoulides is on a 4 days visit to India. The Election Commission today announced the schedule for the biennial elections to 24 seats of the Rajya Sabha from 10 states. Former Prime Minister H.G. Devagoda, Union Ministers George Kurian and Ravneet Singh among the members who are completing their terms next month. 4 seats each in Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat and Karnataka, 3 seats each in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh, 2 seats in Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Manipur, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh and Mizoram will fall vacant. According to the Commission, the notification will be issued on the 1st of next month and the polling will be held on the 18th of June. The counting of votes will take place on the same day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations at the 19th Rozgar Mela tomorrow morning through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address a gathering on the occasion. The 19th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya today said that the state government will work towards the enactment and implementation of the Uniform Civil Code in a manner that fully protects the traditional rights, customary practices and social institutions of tribal and indigenous communities. Addressing the newly elected members of the 16th Assam Legislative Assembly on the second day of the ongoing session, the governor said the objective would be to ensure equality and justice while preserving the unique cultural heritage and customary systems of Assam's indigenous society. In Madhya Pradesh's Dhar, the Hindu community offered prayers at Bhot Shala today on Friday. The Madhya Pradesh High Court had declared Bhot Shala a Vagdevi temple on May 15th. It also banned Friday namaz at the site. This was the first Friday after the verdict. The administration remained on high alert throughout the day. The atmosphere remained completely peaceful. Around 1,800 security personnel has been deployed in the city. These include personnel from the Rapid Action Force, Quick Reaction Force and Special Task Force. The administration has made it clear that strict action will be taken against anyone trying to disturb law and order. The government said that India's electricity demand hit a new record high in the last 4 days as soaring temperatures across several parts of the country. The Minister of Power said that yesterday daytime peak electricity demand was 270.82 gigawatt, which has broken all previous records. On Wednesday, it was more than 265 gigawatt, while on Monday and Tuesday, the demand was over 257 and 260 gigawatt. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red color warning for heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha till tomorrow. An orange color warning for heat wave conditions have been issued over Delhi, Haryana and Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.